God does have great projects for us to do before ordained works, and his desire that he knows will bless us. And it's when we're doing his desire that we get really blessed and we get really encouraged. So great examples there. And to think that, you know, that these guys' hearts failed because they seen the move of the mighty God. But our heart won't fail because, you know, we know our God and we know that what he can do. And he's an unlimited God, a powerful God, a mighty God. I was thinking of Jesus Christ when he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed, you know, Father, you know, not my will, but your will be done. And that word will is desire, not my desire, but your desire to be done. Now, we've all got desires. And as we keep God first, he'll fulfill those desires in our life. But he wants to be first. Because when he's first, then he can really go to work and show us just how wonderful he is in action. He wants to bring the spiritual through us into the physical. And it's as we align with God that he can bring his power here on earth. Jesus Christ said, thy kingdom come, thy will, thy desire be done on earth as it is in heaven. How it is in heaven is how it is on earth. As we walk with God, we can bring those spiritual blessings and power and authority and light and love into this world of darkness. And God is light, and he sent the light, Jesus Christ. He was the light in this world. Now we're the lights of the world. We have God in Christ in us, the hope of glory. We have a hope. We have a future. We have an expected end. And I like what it says in Jeremiah 29:11, where it says, now the God of hope. See, our God is a God of hope. He gives expectation to us. He wants us to be happy. He wants us to enjoy this life. He wants us to demonstrate his power. And the things that God does for us brings the glory to God. Millie said it earlier on in a message she wrote on there. It's about God. Everything is about God. His love, his power, his compassion, his heart for people. And now that heart and that compassion was expressed through our Lord Jesus Christ. And now it's expressed through us in this world. Jesus Christ reconciled men and women back to the Heavenly Father. And that's our job now as believers, is to reconcile men and women back to God. That's the whole focus. God wants all men to be saved and come unto the knowledge of the truth. He doesn't want any to perish. We're the ones that now have this word of life, this word of deliverance, this word of healing, this word of hope, this word of expectation. And in my one-on-one I had this week with Sangha, he was sharing about hope and having an expectation. You know, now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace and believing. When we're believing God, we have that joy, we have that hope. We're filled with hope, we're filled with expectation every single day that God has got something for us to do for him, that he's got before ordained works for us to do. Whether we work or whether we're full-time with God, whether we're retired, if we focus our mind with God and stay with him and do daily those things that he puts in your heart. See, God has ordered our steps. He set us upon our high places. He seated us at the right-hand side of God. And we have that direct access to the Heavenly Father through what Jesus Christ accomplished. And what Jesus Christ accomplished was complete salvation, a complete restoring of the order that was lost in the garden. Now we have a direct access and fellowship with God and his Son. And we can go directly to God. As Jesus is, so are we in this world. So God wants us to use our faith in this world, that we are dependent upon God and we're not trying to make anything happen. See, when we're trying to make it happen, like we're doing certain programs, outreach programs, unless God's directed that, it's going to be not very profitable. It can start off and look profitable, but it doesn't last. Anything from the true God is there's an immediate profit and a long-term profit. And when we do what God wants us to do, that means we're in his rest. We're not trying to make anything manifest. We're not trying to make anything happen. We're not trying to win people or under shepherd people, because the scriptures show us clearly how God works, and that God is the one that sends the laborers. God is the one that directs the hungry ones to those that have food to feed them. And God has given us this heavenly food, this heavenly manna. Solomon, with all his wisdom, God gave him wisdom. Now that came into operation when he was in dealing with situations, like immediately after that God had declared to him, I've given you wisdom, I've given you riches and everything. There was two women that brought this child to Solomon. Both of them had children, and one of them laid upon the children, and one of the childs died. And they presented this baby to Solomon, saying, well, this lady, she fell asleep upon a child and it died, and then she took my baby and gave me the dead baby. And what was the wisdom of God? Okay, chop the child in half, give one to one and one to the other, because they're not resolving the situation. And what happened? The real mum said, no, let her keep the child, because she wanted that child to live. And then Solomon knew by that wisdom that God gave him that the child belonged to that woman who said, no, let her have the child. And God gave this to him in lifetime. Now, we have the Spirit of God in us, and we are connected to God. And God doesn't want us to depend upon our own knowledge, not even on the knowledge of the scripture. He will bring the scriptures to our mind. He will remind us of scriptures. He will enlighten and show us what those scriptures mean. And in lifetime, he will give us those perfect words for that individual or a situation that may come up. See, God is the one that gives us the answers and the solution and the direction. And through what Jesus Christ accomplished, we have been made whole. We are healthy. It's all been done. We are healthy. Even if we get things that come up in our bodies, it's been paid for by the Lord Jesus Christ. And our confession is that we are wealthy in health. We are wealthy in health because we know what Jesus Christ accomplished, and we know how to enforce that reality. Is through our words, it's through ministering. And our words is with authority. It goes to work. Danny was talking about his words didn't return void. It didn't return empty to him. Yeah, he wasn't in the right place in his heart and mind when he was sharing, but his words didn't return void because God was working with him, because he was willing, even though he was out of place in what he was doing. And so he healed many people. He sowed a lot of seed of the word of God into people's hearts. And people don't forget, because people are blinded through the narratives and the world systems and the world's words. Jesus Christ said, my word is spirit and life. And his word was with authority, as with power. It brought light into the situation. The entrance of God's word brings light. It dispels the darkness. And so people can be restored back as ambassadors for God and the Lord Jesus Christ. We represent God and the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what our life is about now. And when we see situations as we're led of God, then we all need to do is open our mouth and declare the gospel of Christ, which is the power of God unto wholeness. So many people need to be made whole spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically. And Jesus Christ has paid the price for that. We're complete in Christ. He's done a complete job. We've been delivered from the authority of darkness. When we were born into this world, we were all born into sin, right? Under the jurisdiction of Satan, until we confessed Jesus Christ as our Lord and believed in our heart that God raised him from the dead. When we believed that with our heart, when we said it with our mouth, then we received that Holy Spirit. We became a new creation right there and then. We didn't have to mold ourselves into being a new creation. God says, you are a new creation. You are as Christ is. You have this authority. You have this power. You have the Spirit of God. And God is constantly working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure. All we have to do is do what God puts in our hearts to do. Speak the words God puts and energizes in our hearts to speak. When we do that, we can see great deliverance. And you don't have to practice, you know, ministering. We do practice ministering, but you don't have to practice. And what I mean by that is, from day one that you get born again, you can minister healing. You can raise the dead. You can heal the sick. You can cast out devils, because you have that authority in you. And when someone is encouraged, look, you know, you can speak in tongues now. Now you're born again, now speak in tongues. We lead people into speaking in tongues. The same way you could say, okay, now you've received the Spirit, now you can heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the leper. Right away, God will give you the words what to say. This has been proven in India, where people that haven't had a knowledge at all, they've just got born again, and the same day they've gone home and raised someone from the dead, because it's available, because we're naturally spiritual now. We're naturally spiritual. And as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. If you think you can't do the works of Jesus Christ, if you don't think you can be completely healed or made whole, if you don't think that you can be prosperous, then you won't. And what makes us think that? What we've learned and been conditioned in by the world. Romans 12:2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. This word conformed, when you look it up, it means patterned. You know, patterned to the world. When we were born into this world, we were patterned by words, by conditioning, like our parents would bring us up. I was brought up with a poverty mindset. Only the good things happen for rich people that have money, which is a complete lie. My wife was told that she was fat because she was big boned. That was a complete lie. But when we believe those things, it becomes a part of us. And what do? We go around telling people, well, my mum said I'm fat because I'm big boned. This happened to my wife, Kim. And I said to my wife, this is not true. And we proved it to be right, didn't we, Doris?
Yeah, I lost 6 stone.
She lost 6 stone, which is, there's 14 pound to 1 stone. And she lost 6 stone. And she looked beautiful. And she looks beautiful when she was big, and she looks beautiful when she's skinny. To me, it doesn't matter to me, but I was just trying to show her this is not true. And it's because we've been conditioned. Or we can't afford this, we can't afford that. We have to penny pinch here, and we have to penny pinch there, because we don't know when the next crisis is coming up. That's being conditioned. Now, there is such a thing as stewardship and good management of your finances, and God can teach you to do these things perfectly. And so when we get the pattern of what God is saying in our heart and mind, then we can start to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I was in debt, and been debt for years, and turning away bailiffs from the door and stuff like this. I didn't even want to pay my debts. Why should they take my money? Well, I had their goods, that's why. So if you get something on hire purchase, you better pay the count the cost before you do it, and then make sure you can pay it. And so I went to God, and I asked God for the solution, what to do. And the wisdom from God to me, not having any financial background in my life of how to manage or account. I mean, I left school, I couldn't even read or write, let alone manage money. But God is so gracious, and he educates us, and he gives us his wonderful, perfect wisdom, which is pure. And he showed me what to do. He showed me, you call up every creditor and you make an arrangement to pay something back. And that was a big step for me to do. And I was obedient. I listened to that still small voice. I listened to the voice of my Heavenly Father, because God is speaking today. He's speaking to each and every one of us today. Every day, he's working something in your heart. He's trying to show you something. And all we got to do is be still and listen and see what he's saying to us. And then we just do those simple things that come to our heart and mind. So I started calling all my creditors, and I made arrangements to pay back. And I had, like, I think it worked out to be £8,000 worth of debt wiped out like that. And then there was a couple of other debts. It took me a year to pay back. I was paying back at a small rate. I mean, I could have done it back at a bigger rate, but I wanted to keep it at a smaller rate to make sure I could keep up the payments. Now, that took discipline and that took obedience. And now I'm out of debt because my God showed me how to do it. And then I got to a point where I was connected to someone that was encouraging me with the heavenly words from God. And then God showed me I needed to honor him with my substance. God says that he meets our basic needs to live, and then he gives us seed to sow. And the seed that we sow is what God multiplies back to us. So I started to honor God, and I was given an amount. And I really wanted to give a lot more, but I thought, well, you know, I can't do that. I had all these reasons why I couldn't give more. And then one day God said to me, Lawrence, how much do you really want to give? Write it down. So I wrote down an amount which was bigger than I would normally give, what I wanted to give. And then I think it was a couple of days later, it came to my mind, how much would you like to receive each month? What would you like at the end of each month after you paid everything? So I looked at what I had at that particular time, and I'm thinking, my gosh, I'm only left with about £50 at the end of the month. I want a lot more than that. So God just put in my heart, write the amount and don't be afraid to write it down. So I wrote this amount I wanted to give, and I wrote this amount I wanted to receive each month. I wrote it November the 24th, 2019. And even in that same month, money come in that I could actually abundantly share what I'd written down. And then the next month, at the end of that month, I looked at what I had, and it was exactly what I'd written down. And it's been exactly the same, and sometimes even more, since that time in 2019. God directed my steps. He showed me what to do. I was obedient. God says, write the vision, make it plain, that he that readeth may run to do it. So I wrote this down, and I'm looking at it, and I'm okay, yeah, I'm gonna do this. And I prayed over it. I thank God every day that he was faithful, that he's gonna do these things for me. And then I just forgot it, but God just kept blessing me. And bless me. And I was encouraged by my minister, Sanger. He said, Lawrence, just stay with God. No matter what goes on, just every day stay with God. And I realized what he meant. No, just stay practicing every day what you are being encouraged to do, what you're learning, what God's showing you to do. And so I, every day from coming back from India in April 2020, I come home and the lockdown happened. So I had nowhere to go, nowhere to travel. I was traveling all Europe and the world before this, you know, where people invited me to go and speak and to be with them and to encourage them and also to be encouraged. And I had nowhere to go. For the last 10 years, I've been traveling all the time. And so now here I was, and here I still am now, 2.5 years later, stronger, on fire. I haven't been to any other country, and I've stayed with God every day, just practicing, receiving words gladly that I'm being encouraged, also giving words to people gladly as they come. And I started to pray for the laborers. I really desired laborers, and then I'm realizing, man, I got laborers, I got people connecting. God has sent them. And then so laborers are people that are hungry, and they're humble to the words that you're speaking, and they receive your words gladly, not as the words of me, but as the words from God, which is effective in them when they believe it. So people that have been connecting with me and following the encouragement that God's been energizing and giving, they are starting to become successful and prosperous. So God wants them to have laborers. Each one of us to have one person to work with. Jesus said, the fields are white unto the harvest, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth, or throw out. That word send forth is throw out, ekbelo, the laborers into the harvest. So I've been encouraged, pray for that one laborer, that person that is going to really receive the words gladly, someone that's going to go to God, that you direct them to go to God. I don't direct people to connect to me. They may come for encouragement, but I always direct them. You go to God. He's going to lead you. He's going to guide you. He's going to provide for you. So people that have done that, they come out of sicknesses and different things, and they are also prospering, because not only did Jesus Christ pay for our health and our spiritual state being restored, but he prayed for our finances. You know, he paid for it. Sorry, not prayed for it. He paid for it. You know, he became poor so we could become rich. And the wisdom of God is what we use to see that. And that wisdom is to honor God with our substance and the first fruits of all our increase. Now, it's not the tithe. The tithe was under the law. We can go directly to God and he can show you what you should give. And when we do what God shows us to give, then you are going to be mightily blessed, because we're being led by God. We're not being led by man. We're not being led by doctrines of man, but we're being led by the Spirit of God. We got that direct connection. As Jesus walked with the Father, he walked in an open relationship with God, where he went to him for his direction. When he went up to the mountain and he prayed for all night long, he came down and he chose the 12. What do you think Jesus was praying about before he come down? He was asking God, who are my laborers? Who are my close-knit circle of people that you've given me? Who are the ones that you've called, God? And he come down and he knew who to call out, and he called them out, because God gave them to him and God was directing him. So Jesus Christ was perfectly led by the Spirit of God in him. God led him perfectly. And now we have that Spirit of God in us. We also can be led perfectly if we're humble and willing to set aside doctrines of men and how men say we should do it, and start receiving from the Heavenly Father. And when we start walking with God, then he starts to prosper us spiritually, with the spiritual wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Because prosperity starts in the heart. It starts with that wisdom of God. It starts with a humble and meek heart to receive God's word, not only retain them, but do them. It's in the practice that we start to see the demonstration of the Spirit of God and in power. People get liberated. People get directed. People get encouraged. People are excited about God. We should be excited about God. Even if we got a cough or a cold or whatever. And I know for the last couple of weeks we've had that. But that hasn't stopped me getting up every day and praying to my God, thanking him that I am healed. I'm not going to be. I'm healed right now. I am prosperous right now. I'm successful with God right now, because God is making me that way. It's not me doing it. I'm just doing what God's given me to do. I pray for laborers. I pray for the people that connect to me. And there's people that are practicing the honoring God, and God is prospering them. Because this is the heart of God for all of his children. It's all through the scriptures. Everything I'm saying could be verified in the scriptures. And I'm not going to the Bible right now, because God has given me these words to say to you. And you can check it out in the scriptures. It will be verified. And when we look at the life of God's children, when they walked with God, they were successful. They were prospering. They took nations. And when they didn't listen to God, they went down. They came into bondage. But our God is a God of deliverance. Our God is a God of light. Our God is a God of love. And our God wants us to prosper. That means to have a good journey in life. He wants us to prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospereth. If you look at the word prosper in 1 John 2, it means to have a good journey through life. If you're ill, you can't have a good journey through life, right? Because you're dealing with that, whatever it is that may be bothering you. And if you've got no money, you're going to struggle. And so you're going to be focused on getting money. But God says, listen, lay aside all these things and come to me. Use my wisdom. Follow my instruction. Be wise. Have that understanding. Have my understanding. And you know, the just shall live by faith. If we want to put God to work, It requires us to believe him. The just shall live by faith. This is what God gets God to go to work. And every day he does have projects, like Kathy was mentioning, for you. He has things for you to do. You just go to him. You get quiet. You say, Father, what do you want me to do? Here I am. I'm willing to do exactly what you want me to do. I'm willing to connect where you want me to connect. I'm willing to receive those words and prove them by doing them. And I want to explain that just a little bit further. Again, a lot of you know, but some of you don't know. But when I went to India, before I'd been connected to Sandgate in 2006, I met him in 2003. He came to my home. Then I met him again in 2005. Then I went to India in 2006. And I learned many, many wonderful, glorious things, but I didn't really practice them. I could hear, but I wasn't listening. So I was missing a lot of the words that were being spoken. You know, words that would really activate me back then. And it wasn't until I came back the second time to reconnect that I realized that I need to do exactly what this man was encouraging me, because what this man was saying was not coming from this man, it was coming through this man from God. So when I was in his living room, I got stuck in India in the lockdown, and we ended up, me and Fred Davenport from USA, Texas, we both ended up having to go and stay with Sangha because there was nowhere else for us to go. And we had two wonderful weeks there of great learning, great fellowship, just relaxing kind of fellowship. And I was stood in his living room one night, and or one day actually, and God says, do exactly what this man's encouraging. I said, yes, Lord, I'll do exactly what he's going to encourage me. And I made a committed decision. Amber was talking about committed decisions. And I have not turned back from that committed decision. That committed decision to me is like a vow. You vow a vow, you defer not to pay it. But God has given me all the wisdom and encouragement not to defer anyway, because I know I'm connected in the right place. I know I'm being fed good food. And that food, God is working in me to feed to others. And those that receive my words gladly, they get fed. They become successful. And it's not because I'm anything. It's because it's God. It comes from God. And there's people that don't listen to me, and there's people that do listen to me. It's not on me. My job is to speak forth those words that God puts in my heart to declare. And that's what your job is to do as well. And so if you're serious about God, you'll be thinking about laborers. You'll be praying for a laborer, someone that is going to receive your words gladly and take off and move with God and connect also for encouragement. And then once you get that one laborer, you pray for the next laborer. And this just goes on and on and on very quickly. And I realize I've got many people connecting now over 2 years. I've just filled up an A5 pad. I write down every day people that call me, and God showed me, write down who's called you, whether it was a text, whether it was an audio message, or whether it was a conversation. And so I write this down every day on an A5 notebook. Now today is my last page, and I only started that this year. And it's filled up because it started off with one person calling, then it went to two, and then it went to three, and then it went to four, then it goes to 10 and 15. I've had 15 to 18 people call me in one day. And from the time I got up, my wife will verify, I have not got off the phone. And it's so wonderful because I learn so much from the people that connect to me. It's not that they're learning everything from me, that I'm this whiz kid or anything like that, because I'm not. You know, I'm not some great man. You know, it's God. And so I'm learning from the people that connect to me, and they're learning from me. And as we're humble and we receive each other's words gladly, then God goes to work greatly. So we're seeing great things happen. You've seen Amber shared in 2019, around the same time she started to come back to God and get focused. And then she inspired Danny. So one candle would light another candle. And then from Danny, now other people, now they got a fellowship up and running. And God's sending people to them, and God's sending people to me, and God wants to send people to you. But are you praying for the laborer? Are you doing what our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ encouraged the disciples to do? Because I'm sure he would say the same thing today. Because God's desire is that all men be saved. And God is sending the laborers from the north to the south, to the east to the west, throughout all of Bristol, all of the UK, all of Europe and the world. They're coming. It's word over the world from Bristol. And where you live, it's word over the world from where you live. So this is the encouragement that God's been putting in my heart to give to people, to really pray and desire for that one laborer. And remember, like God's will, that word will is desire. This is God's desire. I want to do God's desire, don't you? I really want to do God's will. I want to do his desire, what God wants. And when we get our hearts in that way, that Father, I'm willing to put aside everything I've learned. I'm willing to put aside things that would take me away from receiving from you. And I'm willing to be focused. My life is your life. Jesus laid down his life so I could take mine up. And now my life belongs to you. I'm in your hands. I'm in your care. I'm on your economy. Let's get on God's economy, spiritually, mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, relationships, because God has people there that are needing, people that are going to speak to them the sound doctrine, which is the heavenly words from the Heavenly Father. So that's what I wanted to share.